99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Trump supporters continuing to speak out against the Justice Department for failing to release the much-hyped records in Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking case. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
Some Republicans want Epstein's convicted co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell to testify before Congress. Conservative commentators and podcasters who helped amplify Trump's platform during the 2024 campaign now slamming the administration's lack of transparency. Joe Rogan mocking the DOJ and the FBI to his 20 million subscribers over the administration's handling of the file.
Trump says he doesn't understand the fascination. Vice President Vance breaking the 50-50 tie on the Senate's first vote to advance a White House bill backed at clawing back at money already approved for foreign aid and funding for public broadcasting. The pilot of a small aircraft arrested. Canadian police say stole a Cessna from a flying club about 60 miles from Vancouver, flew it to Vancouver, landed. The incident forced a ground stop at the airport. The pilot taken into custody. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Hague. Governor Tony Evers and Republican legislative leaders are pointing fingers at one another as lack of state budget funding will force closure of two facilities for at-risk Wisconsin veterans in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls. Legislation to make the Monarch, Wisconsin's official state butterfly, is introduced Monday.
The passage of this bill will create more public awareness for the need to increase the monarch population.
Jack Voigt is former state treasurer who heads Appleton's Butterfly Gardens of Wisconsin. A child is dead, her mother critically injured in a Monday fire at a Milwaukee apartment building. Building had no sprinkler systems but did have working smoke alarms. The cause and origins of the fire are being investigated. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible later today and again tonight, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. Otherwise, today will be warm and muggy with a high in the mid to upper 80s tonight, upper 50s tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and cooler with a high in the low 70s. Your bathroom need a remodel? Get what you've always wanted for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower. Call today 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
Don't be shy, because you will voices in songs of yesterday.
Radio's not dead, but a lot of other stations sure smell that way. We're your fresh choice. 99.7 Max FM.
99.7 Max FM.
sense. I guess I'll go sit with Trump, boy. At least I'll know how to hit. What if there's songs on the radio that somebody's gonna die? I'm gonna get in trouble. My ex will start a fight. Na 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 na. He's gonna start a fight.
Maximum hits for Portage, 99.7 Max FM.
Thank you. Today's big deal of the day, Main Street Books. This downtown Reedsburg gem celebrates 17 years of providing the best in used books to the community. Their bargain cart is always available to help you support local causes. Keeping the Reed in Reedsburg one book at a time, visit Main Street Books. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free confidential support 24/7. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211, or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Another win for the National League. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the All-Star game ended after 9 innings, all tied up 6-6. So for the first time, instead of extra innings, they had a tiebreaker called a swing-off. Batters getting 3 chances to hit a home run. Kyle Schwarber of the Phillies got hot, hitting all 3 out of the park to lead the National League 4-3. It's only the second time in 12 years the NL has beat the American League in the Midsummer Classic. And Brewers pitchers Trevor McGill and rookie Jacob Mizorowski each able to play in the game. McGill retiring the batter he faced, the Miz, 3 out of 4, allowing just 1 hit. NBA, now that the Bucks have signed center Miles Turner, do they still need to add a shooting guard like Damian Lillard?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I like our team. I really do. I like all the guys that we brought back. Miles mentioned that it was those signings were intentional.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
MaxFM, Gem City Weather.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible later today and again tonight, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. Otherwise, today will be warm and muggy with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Tonight, upper 50s tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and cooler with a high in the low 70s. Your bathroom need a remodel? Get what you've always wanted for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower. Call today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
99.7 We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
you're in the middle of another 50-minute music hour.
Just good song after good song.
On 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More calls for the release of the Epstein files. Members of President Trump's base loudly demanding it. Attorney General Pam Bondi says there's nothing to release. The National Guard pulling out of Los Angeles. The Pentagon ordering the 2,000 California guardsmen who were called up during recent ICE protests to now leave the city. An American Idol music supervisor and her husband both found dead in their Los Angeles home. Police were conducting a welfare check and found the bodies of Robin Kay and her husband in the Encino neighborhood with gunshot wounds. LAPD Lieutenant Guy Golan says they have caught the man they think did it.
Motive is unknown. We're still looking into whether he has any type of relationship with the victims. Right now, it is an apparent random attack. The House did not appear to be ransacked.
The Senate voting to advance the White House-backed bill rescinding billions that have already been allocated for public health and public broadcasting. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Lack of state budget funding will force the closure of two facilities for at-risk Wisconsin veterans. The sites in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay will close by September. Department of Veteran Affairs Assistant Deputy Secretary Joey Hoy says the agency didn't receive $1.9 million requested. Wisconsin joins a $720 million settlement against opioid drug makers. Attorney General Josh Call and 45 other attorneys general have reached an agreement requiring 8 opioid manufacturers to make payments. Call says that would amount to about $12 million for Wisconsin to combat the opioid epidemic. And this week, Wisconsin State Patrol troopers will be riding along with semi-truck and bus drivers around the state as part of an initiative to curtail risky driving. Troopers will use the high vantage point to look for behaviors including distracted driving, speeding, following too closely, and seatbelt violations.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible later today and again tonight, and a couple of those could be